Welcome. Sunday.
But it's Thursday.
Welcome back to Trailer Talk 101. Is it 101?
No.
Trailer Talk, the unhinged side of Strength 101. Guys, if you want our fitness information, if you want our nutritional advice, don't come to this podcast because we're not talking about it. We are talking about random stuff. We never know where we're going, but we have a good time, and we'd like you to come along with us. So we're chilling here today. We got a special guest. Emily is first time on the podcast. Emily, say what's up. Tell us what you're doing here.
What's up? I'm the studio manager. My job is to make sure people keep their shit together. And so far, so good, I think. I am very happy to be here. I am the resident computer monkey. So if you guys send any emails or texts, you probably hear back from me. Hi, this is what I look like.
And she doesn't know how to be on camera.
Yeah.
So what are you eating over there? What's up with your week?
I joined the body composition challenge. This is like day 4 officially, and I am hungry. Today is the first day that the hunger has really set in, and I ate all my raspberries, but now I have strawberries. Nick, what are you eating?
I'm eating burger right now. I just had 2 double bacon cheeseburgers, and I'm trying to eat these 6 donuts before the end of the day, maybe by the end of the podcast. Yeah. Total of 3,120 calories, because I'm trying to bulk. So
yeah, and I think this whole bowl is about 60.
Yeah.
So
you want to trade?
Yeah, I do. But my coach is right next to me, so.
Yeah. I have to say, the coaches are kind of a-holes. Taylor has my personal number, and so she, when I don't answer her on the app, she just messages me and tells me how shitty. I had, like I said, 6,000 calories yesterday, but I had like 174 grams of protein. So it was like terrible food choices.
Bad news,
it was all donuts and ice cream. But we're going to get there. We're going to get fluffy. I'm going to get fluffy. You're going to get shredded. I will say Tyler told me that if you get hangry enough, you're going to snap on one of us. So I've kind of been mentally preparing. I was going to start talking to these guys about it too. What's
yeah.
that going to look like?
This, well, I had a little incident with some jalapenos earlier this week that kind of set me on a little bit of a downhill slide.
Tell that story.
I have never cut jalapenos in my life, and I really, really realized that on Tuesday. I was chopping, and by like the second one, my upper lip and my nose were starting to burn, so I thought maybe I touched my face, but I was going to power through because I just needed to cut 3. By the third one, the whole bottom half of my face was burning. Like, I've never experienced a feeling like that. And so that was going on. I was actively crying at the same time. And my cat and kitten were fighting, playing. I still don't know. They were yelling at each other. So I was very overstimulated, very overwhelmed.
Your cats were yelling at each other.
Yeah. Because I know my older cat, she's a sweetheart, but she could eat him, like, if she really wanted to. So I was kind of nervous about that. In all, it took me about 4 hours to finish that recipe because I realized at the end that I forgot an ingredient, but I didn't feel like I could drive because I couldn't see past like 6 inches.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Had you ever eaten a jalapeno before?
Yeah, I love jalapenos.
So
like, I love
it's just like a freak accident or what?
So I've
we
just never been
test
the one
it again
to cut
tomorrow.
Them.
How did yeah. you get the burn to go away?
I had to try a couple different things to get the burning to go away. I soaked paper towel in milk and like draped it over my face. That didn't do anything.
Milk facial.
Literally. And I hate milk. I hate how milk smells.
Seriously?
Yeah.
What's wrong with you? You grew up in Wisconsin.
Yeah, I know.
Did you grow up on a farm?
No.
No?
No. Okay.
Does she look like a farm girl to you?
I don't know. What does that look like?
Not Emily.
Overalls and
yeah.
flannel?
And wheat
and what?
Coming out of your
wheat
mouth.
Stick. Yeah. I don't even know what that's called, a wheat stick.
Yeah. A stick of wheat. Stick of wheat.
And that didn't work. So then I used Dawn dish soap and I scrubbed my face. That also didn't work. The only thing that ended up working was putting olive oil like all over the lower half of my face.
Okay.
And after about 10 minutes, it went away. But my pointer and thumb were burning well into the night. And I soaked my fingers in milk for about
That's
30
super
minutes.
Super weird. Do you think it was just like an extra, like the craziest jalapeno that ever got through the batch or what?
I don't know.
It was the evil one?
Yeah, the Nick. Evilest jalapeno.
Well, I mean, it's like
bag.
Some of them are spicier than others. Yeah. Maybe you just got like a rocket jalapeno.
But I am really sensitive even to like onions when onions are being cut. If I'm just like in the area. So I think it might just be like I'm really affected by like the smells or the juices, whatever. And that was the same day that Tyler's car broke down on the side of the road and he stopped texting me. So I thought he got hit by a car on 94.
Man, you had a rough night.
Yeah. So when he's saying I'm being snappy, he's part of the problem.
To be fair, he didn't say you're the issue. He just said it. Eventually, you were going to become snappy.
Yeah.
So, dang, I feel like I just made Tyler's life harder. Snappy, poor Tyler.
Yeah.
What about you, Stet? What's going on in your week?
I mean, this week has been a lot of computer work. I've just been promoting the Hoffman Park
that
everybody
yeah.
needs to be at. Yep. I found my sound this morning that I'm going to use. I know that this is a bunch of nerdy stuff.
Oh, for like your hype video?
For the hype video, it's going to start with a text drone aerial fly through and then go into a match cut of the Strength Academy logo.
Sick.
Very nerdy stuff, but I'm excited.
For the graphic designers and video editors, yep. they're loving it.
They are.
I get it.
What about you?
Anything else? You went camping this weekend, right?
Yeah, I did, and I came home with 28 bug bites because it was raining just about the entire
Didn't
time.
Didn't you buy a whole suit to avoid
we all
that?
Had very
I did.
Positive weekends.
I did. I mean, I bought a whole mosquito suit, but it was also pretty hot once the rain went away.
I said, don't think what I thought, that he bought a suit that looks like a mosquito.
Oh,
he didn't dress
so
up in a mosquito.
In with
he dressed
I became
up
their
in
leader.
A, it looked like a beekeeper costume, but camo.
Yeah, it was just camo. It looked like
I
a camo sweatsuit.
I think we need
insert
the picture of the camo along with an insert a picture of your new cat.
We can do that.
There we go. Life updates. I like
yeah.
it.
What about you, Matresa?
I had the wedding this weekend. I talked to you guys about last week that I was in. It was so much fun. Shout out Grant and Paige. Still fuck you, Grant, just to go on with it because it's funny. Yeah, it was so much fun. The wedding was perfect. I don't know. I've just been vibing this week. The first week of body comp, as Emily was saying. So trying to get everybody wrangled together. And
I can never tell when women are being serious when they go, it was just perfect, it was just beautiful. So is that like, was that genuine, or was that
no,
like
it was genuine, like
you secretly hated it?
No, seriously, it was so much fun. Like, it was one of those things,
right? Am I not right about
no,
that?
No, I understand.
Okay.
Like weddings, I feel like it's always stereotypical to say like, oh, it was perfect, but it really was, because there was like no issues throughout the day. Like, she had a schedule and everything went on plan. Like, nothing was not on plan. Like, it was like almost too perfect, you know?
I've seen, okay,
can a wedding be too perfect?
You've been to a lot of weddings this year.
But you know what I mean.
You've heard a lot of maid of honor speeches, right? I have this issue with maid of honor speeches. I've heard some that are tremendous. But like, I think 90% of them are like this dog shit, like, so you're my best friend and I just want the best for you and I love you. And they never say anything.
Have you ever heard a best man speech?
Oh, the best man speech I listened to this weekend was fire. Like, I forgot your name, but shout out.
Yeah, because they just shit on each other, right?
Yeah, I can shout out a gym member that we shot her wedding, and Molly C.
Okay.
Her maid of honor gave the best speech I've ever heard. And it started with talking about something personal that they didn't really go into, but you could tell both of them were starting to cry and tear up and everything. And then they were both crying, and the mood was down a little bit. And then she kind of twisted it and was like, and then this person is also the same person that when you go to get waxed, this friend is the type of person that will tell you that your vagina is the most beautiful vagina in the world.
Oh, wow.
And just completely flipped how the whole thing was going, and everybody just started laughing and
wedding?
Cheering.
I mean,
oh,
that
yeah.
That actually is funny.
Well, like my wedding, my sister gave a wonderful speech. And maybe that's me being biased, but it was very sentimental. It was very funny.
Instant skepticism for me. I've just not seen that many good
okay,
ones.
Okay, and then the best man, Tyler, one of Tyler's best friends, shout out, he did fine.
You it say was, he did fine?
It was fine. It was not.
It was okay.
It had this kind of funny moments, but, you know, wasn't very, like, touching. There wasn't, like, a very, like, funny anecdote in there. So I think it goes
have
both ways.
Have you guys had to give one? Ever?
No.
I have to give one in December.
You do? Are you nervous?
Oh, I'm traumatized. I think about it every time I'm in the shower.
Who's the friend?
My friend.
Why
Katie.
Every time you're in the shower?
Well, because I like speak to myself of like thinking about, like, I'm trying to talk it out in my head what I'd say.
It's where you solve the
Are
hardest problems
cry?
In life.
Probably.
You said
I'm gonna try my best
who's
not
the,
to.
Wait, who's the friend?
Katie.
Colorado Katie?
Nope, that's
no.
Kiana. Katie's that,
okay.
in Moorhead.
Jeez. Katie. Okay.
Shout
cool.
out Katie. But yeah, I saw
interesting.
That one.
Oh boy.
Are you guys sentimental criers? Like if something makes you really happy or
yes.
like
my sister's wedding, I cry. What? Why are you pointing at me? I do. I cry a lot, actually. Like one of my favorite
Pussy.
Movies is
no,
a sentimental.
Just kidding.
One of my favorite movies is a sentimental crying movie. But my sister's wedding, I bawled so freaking hard because this is so dumb how my brain works. I was fine through, I gave a best man speech, all this stuff, like, I love you, sis. But then she was out there dancing with my dad for like their first dance. It makes me want to cry right now because then for some reason, all I'm picturing is her when she's five. Because I remember when she was five.
That's actually cute.
And then I just sat there and cried like a 24-year-old dude at a wedding.
Stet, did you cry at your wedding?
I mean, I teared up when she walked down the aisle, but our venue was so small that it only took her about 15 steps to get to me.
Yeah.
So that
and
changed
she has little steps.
Bit. She
She's
does
like 5 foot
have little
tall.
Steps, yeah. But it didn't take very long for her to get there. I mean, it's less than the distance from door to door here. It's probably about half of that from where she entered to where we were at.
Yeah. I cried when I watched her Paige the Bride this weekend dance with her dad. I cried because I just think about me dancing with my dad one day.
Something about daddy daughter
so
stuff.
Yeah,
you know?
It's so sweet. You know,
it is.
And the song was good. It was like, that song makes me cry if I hear it in the car though. It's I loved her first.
That was my first dance song with my dad. Yeah,
that song just gets
me.
We got to
change
the topic.
My dad didn't cry. My dad did not cry until the song was over and we stopped talking.
Aww.
He was literally like, talking helps me not to cry. And then he got all teary-eyed.
Wow, that's sweet.
Shout out dads. You guys are the best.
Shout out dads. My dad's 70th birthday tomorrow.
His 70th birthday tomorrow.
Yeah, so he'll be coming into town tomorrow.
Happy early birthday, Hillard.
Yep.
I have a funny story about Hillard. The first time I ever met him. Hillard, mind you.
Hillard.
He, when I introduced myself, he was like, what type of name is Matresa? And I was like, what type of name is Hillard?
I was going
to
say
you
guys
are. And he was so appalled that I said that to him. And I'm like, there's no way no one has ever said that to
him. He probably respected the hell out of you for saying that.
I was going to say, you two having probably some of, like, two of the most unique names I've now heard interacting. That's like two comets colliding.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
So important. Yeah.
Speaking of dads, so how was your week?
What does that mean?
You're a dad.
Dad
I didn't get anybody pregnant, so no new dad.
Still a dad.
How was my week? Let's see here. Well, I started body comp as well. And like I said, my coach is an a-hole. I'm trying to eat as much as possible. That's been pretty good. I was like 222 when I weighed in. I was 225 today. So the weight's coming up a little bit, but it's been hard to eat that much. I know it's like a humble brag, but it's been helpful that I'm now a week off the nicotine. Stetler, F you for saying I was only going to make it 3 days.
I'm proud
of you.
It's
been a week now.
Let's go.
I've only thought about it like 100 times.
Is Sprite your new nicotine?
I had 5 Sprites yesterday.
And not even zero sugar Sprites.
Yeah, it's like now that I can't have anything like to do, I need to start chewing gum or something. I'll just snack now or I'll chew my nails.
I should give you one of my water bottles with a straw. That's what helped me, I think.
Yeah, maybe I need to just hydrate better.
What, do you just chew on the straw?
Well, I guess I vaped, not chewed, but you know what I mean. Either way, yeah, you should chew gum.
Yeah, I guess so.
I
just need to eat. So, I mean, I'm committed to this getting fluffy thing. I looked at our videos from a year ago when we did the Alpha program and we were putting all that stuff on YouTube. I was a much bigger person. You know what? We were watching this last night. You looked so much smaller in your arms. I don't think you realize how much you've grown in a year.
They were going to say, you look so much bigger. I was like, damn.
No, I'm serious. You need to go back and look at when me and you were doing some of the arm stuff for the Alpha program. It would have been a year ago. Last September, we were filming that, right?
Around there.
Yeah. And you look so much skinnier through your arms. I don't think you know. I didn't realize it until I saw it.
No, I didn't know. Yeah. I'll have to look at that.
Muscle mommy.
Yeah. Muscle mommy.
Without being a mommy.
That's a pervert thing though.
Without being a mommy.
Muscle mommy.
You're calling me a pervert?
No, but that's that's like a term that like dudes use when they hire people like big, large, muscular women to throw them around.
I've never heard that. No.
Yeah.
Fitness industry calls themselves muscle mommies.
And also do a bunch of dudes that want to get thrown out around by those ladies.
Do you think those guys are perverts or are they just kinky?
Well, I guess kinky. Please define the difference for me. What's the difference between kinky and perverted? Where is that line drawn?
Depends on the kink.
Okay. Well, name a perverted kink and name a non-perverted kink.
The people who like to dress up like animals.
Is that
perverted
or kinky?
You think that's perverted? Yeah. I just think that's fucking weird.
Yeah.
The furries. That's not pervert. That's just a furry.
But I think guys wanting like a big, strong lady, I think that's just, well, I don't even know if I'd call that kinky unless they're doing weird stuff.
Like what? Choking? Is choking perverted or kinky?
Ew, that's freaky.
I see she wants to get off the topic right away.
No, but I'm
Trace has a bad
like,
choking story.
I remember some of Weston's friends, I wanted to smack them, that they would say like, they always wanted like a smaller girl so they could like take charge. I'm like, what? I'm like, a smaller girl to take charge. What the fuck's wrong with you? So then hearing like men that want like big girls, so they must not like to take charge, you know?
No, they're big, called submissives. Girls. Like, that's the technical, yeah. That's their thing. There's a whole documentary on this. I think it's with the Gladiators.
Of course,
like,
you
the American
watched this documentary.
Okay, these
with
are fitness
the Gladiators.
The American Gladiator girls, or like, there's this. There's a. I don't know what you that guys is. Would love this because you guys like the murder stuff. Like, don't you listen to
I
murder
don't
podcasts all the time?
That stuff.
I thought you
yeah.
did.
Yeah,
Emily does.
But where does this tie in?
Because there is one about this bodybuilder murdering another bodybuilder, and it was this weird case. They made a documentary. I can't remember the name of it right now.
Oh, I think I've heard of it.
But she was doing that stuff. That's how she had a side income, like going into motel rooms, and she would toss these like Wall Street dudes around because they hired her.
Them?
No. She would like, I don't even think she slept with them. They just like, they hired her to like toss them around and manhandle them and stuff like that, and it was just like their kink. They like got their rocks off about it. Seriously,
sounds
think,
like they gotta go.
Are you
like
guys
learn.
Okay? You guys are in your mid 20s. Are you still surprised by how perverted some dudes are?
I just think like that. I'm sorry, but if you're a guy like that, you're a pussy. Like, what the fuck? I'm sorry. That's crazy. You don't always gotta be masculine, but you also don't need a woman to be masculine for you, buddy. Like,
I almost wonder if those are like the same people who are like
have mommy issues.
You know, like in their whole in their day to day, they're like these like big macho, like I'm ruling the world, like the Wall Street guys, right? They're like, I'm sitting on tons of money, life is great, so they like almost need that like. They're like, well, I have everything else.
They just
want to
take the back seat for a little bit.
Basically.
They just want to be the little spoon. I get it.
Yeah, right?
It's tiring
like,
always
I'm the
being
big
spoon
of the world. I want to be the little spoon here.
You know what's another name for that? When it's like there's a big dude and a small lady and he's being little spoon? They call it the jetpack.
I have heard that before.
So do you think furries are actually aroused by animals, or is it just people dressed by like animals?
You should ask one.
Yeah. I'm not familiar with furry
lore. Did I tell you a story?
And they're like their dichotomy of attraction.
Yeah.
So I can't speak on it.
Hmm. Interesting. I was in a Walmart one time on my way to a Christmas party where I dressed up as a reindeer. I had a full reindeer onesie on because I was going and I was going to sit next to Santa and like, you know, dance for the kids and stuff like that. And I walk in and there was these two girls wearing little like raccoon ears, and they came up to me, and this is before I'd ever heard about a furry, and they go, "Are you a furry too?" And they looked very excited about this. And I go, "Yeah." And then they stared at me and they kind of like looked
They're
at
like,
me
is this guy
skeptical.
Joking?
And I was like, "What are you talking about?" And they just go, "He's not." And then they left. And I didn't know what the fuck that was. I had to look it up on my phone when I got back into the car. And I was like, "Oh, they wanted
flagged.
To have sex with me." Yeah.
The first time I went to Europe, I flew into Copenhagen, and immediately leaving the airport and like getting into the city, first thing I
Denmark.
See are about 2 dozen furries.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Out in public.
Like in the middle of like a plaza. There was some like convention or something going on, and I hadn't slept at that point. I'd probably been awake for about 30 hours.
You probably felt delusional seeing them.
Yeah, because it was also in the middle of like a Christmas, what do they call them? Like a Christmas village or like a Christmas fair. Christmas market. And so everything around me is like decorated so nicely. It almost looks like Hallmark fairy tale. And then there's like giant like Sonic the Hedgehogs and like people dressed as like dogs.
All right, real quick. And then we'll get it because I know Stetler has stuff he wants us to do. Real quick. If you had to be a furry, what would you dress as?
Oh.
Matresa?
I don't freaking know. I can't say I've ever thought about it because I would never
think about it
that.
Right now. Yeah, speed answer. Go. You got a big brain. Come on.
Well, it seems like you might have an answer first.
I don't have an answer, but I was going to wait till you guys went.
I'd be a lion.
Lion? Nice. I'm going squirrel. I like the tail. I could cuddle myself.
The biggest dude in here wants to be a squirrel.
I got fucking nothing to prove, dude. I used to drive an S10 truck, and I got out of it at work one time, and my buddy goes, "Wow, you must have a huge..."
Oh. You know what? I'll be a hippo, but I'll be the hippo from Madagascar.
Ooh, okay.
Hippo stole a mammal.
Gloria.
Gloria.
Oh, you can
Gloria.
Be Julian.
Yeah. Oh, Gloria.
Yeah. King Griswold.
Tracy, did you answer?
Yeah, I said a kangaroo.
A kangaroo. Nice. Yeah. Okay.
I can hop makes around. Sense.
Yeah.
I can hop
Sweet.
Around.
At least we know. What'd you say? Lion?
I said a lion.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
all
you right. Were. You were right on that.
Yep.
I'd be a squirrel so I cuddle myself. That's so funny.
I'd be cute. Fuck you. All right.
Okay.
What you got?
All right. Let's do it. So I texted a link, so one of you can just open it. I don't think you both need to do it. There is a new sport in the world. It is called Run It. And it is the world's fiercest new collision sport. It is one runner, one tackler. So very, I mean, it just gives me Oklahoma drill vibes.
Yep.
And it's a 20 meter by 4 meter battlefield. And you just sprint at each other. And one person
is there a video?
Trying to, oh, I've got plenty. Okay. I have the top five on here.
What?
So this is the number one.
Wait, so 20 meter by 5, 4 meter. Oh, shit. This is a sport?
This is a new sport.
Oh, dude.
So is the intention for each person? So the runner is trying to get past the tackler.
Yes, but you're not juking each other. You're not trying to make a miss. You're just running right at one another.
How many attempts do you get?
How do you win is you're the one standing up at the end.
Because there's people who
are still standing. You knock them down, you win. Is there a point system?
Yeah, I would assume so. It doesn't look like you are allowed to like wrap up like a tackle. You're just running and shoulder to shoulder, chest to chest.
One who dominates the collision.
Trying to smack each other.
So do you get points based on like how you collide?
Is there what?
Is it like a point system?
Whoever stays up wins,
basically.
So
how many times do you run at each other just until someone falls down?
Oh, these guys, oh my God. These guys look like Samoans and sumo wrestlers.
Yep.
Holy shit.
You do not want to run. I'd be running out of bounds immediately. Look at this dude.
When they collide.
Those guys are going in tall. Why are they going in so tall?
That is the weird thing, huh?
Because I think if you get too low, you might go to the ground, huh? I mean, if you're trying to tackle somebody, you're not as worried about that.
Oh, and I'm going to.
That's wild.
Oh my God.
Whoa. I love that all these are like these big like Polynesian dudes.
So
they
four
are.
Meters. So what's that? 12 feet approximately across?
Yep.
And 20. So 60 by 20.
Well, and you can tell through those videos that clearly they're not allowed to juke around each other.
Okay.
Like you just have to
you guys
run.
Had to hear what Emily just said.
What?
I said men will do anything besides go to therapy. Like, what do you mean? They're running full speed, no pads. For what?
Why does one have a ball? Like, why the fuck do you have a ball?
That's really funny.
Is that like...
Just so you're the runner. It's basically just the Oklahoma
drill. Does
that
put you at a disadvantage if you're holding something?
No.
Or do you think it makes it stronger? It gives you incentive.
It almost makes you stronger, I feel like. I feel like I like holding on
to
it.
So do they both do it, or is one always a runner and one's...
Well, I would assume you would swap of some sort, but clearly, like,
men don't do anything not to go to therapy.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk any shit because one of those guys would beat the shit out of me. So, I mean, go you guys.
Yeah.
That's a crazy sport.
Like those top five ones were obviously, I'm sure that it's not always the person gets knocked out and falls to the ground and they got to rush.
How many on average like runs do you think they do before someone falls down?
I mean.
Like do you think they have to just keep going until someone falls?
I would assume. I thought it looked very similar to Power Slap that we have on the TV.
Yes.
And those two just go at it until somebody wins.
Have you guys seen Power Slap?
Yeah, you've played it up here a million times.
Oh, yeah. I know. We haven't played
it
since Emily came
around.
So here's what I love is that the NFL and NBA and everybody else decided to go soft and try to make their sports less physical. And like all these sporting promoters said, okay, I'm going to make up a new liability waiver and we're going to make people just destroy each other. Power Slap is awesome. This. I would watch this over the NFL, I'd say, half the time.
I would definitely watch this, too.
Who would win between you two?
Who would win? Between us two?
Yep. We put you guys on the line. You got to run at each other. And then the last one standing wins. Who's
totally
winning?
Beat the shit out of me.
I was all-conference center defender.
See?
Brick wall.
I was a running back, so.
In what? In Powder Puff?
Yeah. So.
So
okay.
Who,
I can
who
run
wins?
Away,
we're
but
just
I'm
wins.
Running towards you, yeah, I'd be screwed.
I don't know.
So
well,
you guys are both
sure.
voting for yourself?
No. Emily would win 100%.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say, if I was a betting man, I'd put my money on Emily. I feel like Matresa would come in so high and then get trucked.
She would.
I feel like I'm not,
She doesn't get low very well.
Ours would be weird.
Yes, it would. I was thinking about that because I got sheer, like, mass
you
on
say?
You,
mm-hmm.
but not really that much. How much do you weigh?
Like 200 right now.
I said I have sheer mass on him.
No, I thought you said that I don't get low very well.
Yeah.
What is that?
Well, how tall are you?
5'3".
How tall are you?
Oh, 5'7".
Yeah, I just don't think that you're like a low to the ground type of human. You got long legs.
You running like hunched over.
Yeah, I'm like,
you're more
that?
Rangy. Like when you run with long legs. You don't run with short, choppy steps.
Well, I have long legs. How could I?
Yeah, fair.
I feel like if you were able to condense your body into like a little like almost like a cannonball, you could knock me over. But if you're like standing up tall, like, and you just smack into me, like, the force just, it's not in my weak spot, which would maybe be like my.
This is an excellent analysis.
Will someone like tell me how to turn myself into a cannonball? Like, someone comment, because I would like to know how to do this.
Stellar can tell you. He played defense.
How to turn yourself into a cannonball? Is that
like,
what you just said?
You know, aerodynamic, like sprint.
You basically just have to not care about your body in the slightest bit. And just know that, like, you're going to smack somebody and then your shoulder is just going to be limp. And you're going
to. You have to be willing to get hurt to do it right.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck you up.
Occasionally.
Fuck you up. Now I'm thinking about it more. I'm like, I get right into you, bro. You are 200, though.
Who would win between us two in that?
That's such
Nick.
A tough one.
Sorry, Steph.
Thank you, Matresa. Vote of confidence
Nick's
from you.
Nick's just bigger.
Yeah, I got bigger. Him by like a good 25 pounds.
If you were the, I think if you were the tackler, you could at least knock him out of his like stance.
Knock him on his ass.
Could get pretty.
I don't
well.
Know if he would hit the ground, but you would definitely knock him off balance.
I don't think they know that I was a Division I defensive recruit.
Yeah, that's what scares me a little bit. But also, I know you're a bitch at heart, so
I don't
that
know.
Plays into it.
For context, I don't really know what that means.
It means he can put his foot in the ground and drive his shoulder into me at a very low level and probably make me hurt.
But you fall down?
Well, not for him, you know.
So no, he wouldn't pull you down. So you would win.
Okay, but you put like Stett and I against
Stella's
each other.
Probably getting a little riled
up
right now.
I'm waving my flag before we even start.
Oh, if you guys had to go against Stellar?
I'll take Lou down.
Oh, poor Lou's not even here to defend
strays.
Himself. Yep.
She can't knock me down, so she floats, finds him in the crowd.
That's funny.
You could probably actually take me down.
See, this is the type of stuff we should do. Why we should? I mean, if we get the right liability waivers, there's no reason we can't go over to the college and set this up and have people. Go against it. We have to find young students that are going to be idiots.
Oh, I thought you meant like you were going to have us do it.
Yeah,
and I was like,
no, I don't think you guys would do it.
The only thing
I
when I was thinking of this question.
Oh, man, Mike Nicholson.
The thing that I was thinking about with this question was the video that we filmed with Coolmox of you sprinting at her.
Yeah.
Made me quite nervous because I'm like, but I don't think you would actually run as hard at me with another person knowing that you're going to. Just smash into each other because you full sprinted at her at the beginning of that video. And I think you'd be a little bit more attentive.
It would be hard because you want to get your footing right so you can drive into somebody.
Yeah.
And if you're just going all out, you might get caught without a plant foot. And then you're screwed.
It would be interesting to see the percentage of how many of those guys in the sport are like former rugby players.
Oh, probably all of them.
So this is what we were talking about beforehand. Is that when I said there's 50% of dudes believe they could land a plane in an emergency? And you're like, what gives men this delusional? What did you say?
Men are delusional.
I was like, do you think it's like an evolutionary? I don't know how I worded it, but like, yeah, like it's an evolutionary adaptation that like men are just like a little bit more delusional, and like maybe 50% of the time it goes well.
Yeah.
And that just keeps evolving.
They call it natural selection. You
right.
know, like 50% of the dudes that try dumb shit die. And then the other 50%, they live and they pass on their dumb genes.
We're in the process of like getting like life insurance stuff figured out. And it's all calculated, assuming I'm going to live 10 years longer than Tyler.
Yeah. Testosterone kills men.
Yeah. It's just like, they're just like, yep. On average, women live this much longer. So this is what it's going to come out to. And I was like, that's crazy to see that like built into your like algorithm.
Yeah.
Your algorithm.
Yeah.
Yeah. What age do you guys think you're going to die at? If you had to predict.
Well,
it's hard
to live to 113. So I don't know.
Why is that?
Because 13 is my favorite number.
Oh, okay.
But I would like to be.
I thought you were breaking like a record or something.
No, I don't think that. No, the record's higher than that. I'm pretty sure. I want to live to 100. I would love to be able to say I lived to, or not say because I'd be dead. But I'd love to live to 100.
Okay.
Some people have to deal with me longer.
Yeah, I'd have to deal with you. I'll be dead long.
No,
before
not
you.
I said people would have to deal with me longer.
Oh, people. I was like, no, I'll be dead 30 years before you get to 100.
I don't know.
I'm gonna freeze my body.
Are you?
No.
That'd be kind of cool, though.
That would be
no,
cool.
I think...
you should do that. She just
I think, like,
deep,
90, please. 95. I feel like once you hit 90, you're automatically, like, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, where's the quality of life just not worth it anymore?
At my old job, in one of my classes I used to teach, there was someone who, by the time I had left, she had just turned 93. And she was still in one of like the more intense aquatic exercise classes. And she was completely independent. She lived by herself. She drove herself everywhere.
Yeah.
So I was like, if I could be her, shout out Jean.
But then like everybody you know is dead. That's a weird thing. Except for your kids and stuff. And they're too busy to talk to you anyways.
Yeah. That is, I think, true, it would get to the point, like, if you were outliving, like, because there are people who, like, outlive their kids.
Yeah,
like,
that
their kids,
I don't want to do.
Their kids pass when they're, like, in their 70s and you're in your 90s. Like, that'd be tough.
That's wild.
So.
I will say, though, selfishly, I always tell my parents, please outlive me.
Oh, my God.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I don't want to live without them.
I don't feel. I hope they feel the opposite.
Well, they do, but I don't. I just.
So you said you think 1995. I may have told this story on the podcast before. This always reminds me of it when we talk about older people. Is this? I had this. There was a firefighter that I worked with that we would go into the memory care units, and they always have these big puzzles on the table that they were always doing, and he would always steal one piece.
Yeah, that's fucked
up. That's
so
bad.
It was fucked up. There's like a special place in hell for him.
That is actually so horrible.
It was.
Like,
it's so funny now, but at the time I was like, "Oh my God, you're legitimately a bad human."
No,
yeah.
That's bad. That's so bad.
There's people that kill people that I don't think are worse than that.
Like, that's like psychological
warfare. That could
warfare.
Drive someone to kill themselves, though.
Yeah. They're like, I wanted to do was finish this puzzle, and I could go out peacefully, and then they can't find one piece, and so...
So then they're holding
they
on
have to come back
out
as
of,
a ghost.
Like, spite.
Yeah, yeah, they come back as a ghost. If you have unfinished business, that's what Casper taught
if
us.
If there was a way...
Who?
Casper the Friendly Ghost. The movie.
If, he's friendly.
He was.
He's friendly. If there was, like, a way, you know, like, you have, like, the... You see your whole life right before you die, but you can see everything that's been done to you. And I find out someone did shit like that, I am never letting them live a peaceful day in their life. I am coming back and I'm haunting people. I'm not resting peacefully.
If somebody killed you?
No. If someone was stealing my
puzzle pieces.
Oh, stole your puzzle piece.
Yeah.
If you could see right now how you're going to die, would you want to look?
No.
No?
No.
No. No. I have too much anxiety as it is. I'd be a chihuahua.
I would say yes.
Yeah.
I'd need to be like... Put in a crate.
That made me, actually.
I feel like I'd say yes to that too, because if I knew I was going to die in like 3 years, I would completely change how I would spend the next 3 years.
Well, you
but would
how,
you know
not
already
when.
Be changing the next 3 years?
Would it be you know
oh,
how you
how.
Die or you know when?
Oh, you're right. I guess I was thinking
I think
the same
different.
Thing. I was thinking you see a video and maybe you can kind of see how old you are. And there's this scenario from, you guys got to find this sometime, or we should bring these up on the podcast. Am I ruining your path here? With all these random things. So there was like Chuck Klosterman's 23 things that he brings up to people to figure out if he likes them. And one of the questions was, they created something called a dream VCR. That's how you know it's old, because that's VHS tape. But dream VCR. So it records your dreams every night. But so you could see all the dreams you ever had every single night and watch them back. But the only thing is that everybody else can see them too. So it's like when you watch your dreams back, all your family and friends can also watch them. Would you do it?
Do they have to watch them, or could they?
Yeah, that's
them?
The only way you get to see it.
Is it everybody watching?
Yeah, it's a scenario question. So you get to watch all your dreams back, but everybody else has to watch them too.
No, there's dreams,
dude. I forgot you shared in that last podcast about your dream about getting cigarettes put out on you as a third grader.
Oh, yeah, I don't really.
So your recurring
you and your third
nightmare?
Graders are at war.
Yeah, my reoccurring dreams. Yeah, I don't need my. I don't need that.
That haunts
me.
I
don't think so. I remember a lot of my dreams anyway, so.
Okay.
And the ones I don't remember, I assume, just aren't worth remembering.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I would either.
Okay. Oh, I definitely couldn't. No.
Oh,
there's.
Okay.
I have so such weird dreams. I don't want anybody seeing that crap. A lot of it doesn't make sense. Okay.
Okay. Next one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is just a question-based one.
Oh, wait, how old are you living to? Real quick.
Oh, how old am I living to?
Yeah.
85?
All right. I was sure we're going to put all these predictions in there and somebody can open this up later. What's up?
What did you say you're sleeping?
I didn't really say. I'm kind of like, I don't count on much past 75. I kind of figure I'm 6'4" and I do a lot of dumb shit. And Great Danes die early and men die 10 years earlier. I just don't see a version where I make it to 90, you know? And look at me. I'm just eating donuts at McDonald's all day.
And 5 Sprites a day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like
you're not setting yourself up for
success. My brother always said, die young, leave a big coffin. So maybe that's.
Damn. Okay.
Okay. We're moving on. Moving on. So this question is, if you were forced to represent the U.S. in the Olympics tomorrow, but not in like your natural sport. So none of us can do weightlifting. You two can't do track. You can't do soccer. I don't necessarily know what mine is. I won't say I
ribbon dancing.
Wouldn't do Ribbon dancing?
I know you do it on the side.
I do.
What?
So if you were first forced to represent the U.S. in the Olympics tomorrow, but not in your sport, which event do you think you would survive in?
Oh, this is tough, too, because if it's tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
That's different
you have no training. You are just going out with
them
tomorrow.
There's things I think I can train for, but then there's things that tomorrow.
Yep.
Okay. And I can't lift weights.
Nope.
I would suck at that anyways. All right.
And you just have to do it. Like, you're not trying to, like, medal in it.
It says survive in. So, I mean, but
also,
you're also
not
trying
swimming.
To, like, yeah.
Not swimming, not a marathon.
Can I choose swimming even if I've had experience swimming before? Or is that cheating?
What kind of experience?
I was a
competitive
lifeguard. Swimmer for
oh.
a couple
oh.
years.
Then no.
Yeah, you can't do that.
So
I shouldn't have said anything.
I mean, my answer probably is still row crew from when we kind of talked about this last time. I think I've got the build for it. And whenever I've gotten on a rower, I'm dominant on a rower.
I'm going to be the coxswain.
You're going to be a
in the
what?
Front. The coxswain?
What?
It's the person
That's
who
not
sits
a sport.
In the It's the one who sits in front of the rowboat and tells people to pull.
Oh,
pull.
With the little
I'm gonna be
megaphone?
Him.
Okay.
Slash her. Because
yeah.
They just have to be loud and motivational for about
Is that
kind of
like saying you're
going to
be the coach? You're like, yeah, I'll be a coach. That'll be fine.
But you're in the boat. You're part of the team. You have to like try out for it.
Okay.
So that's what I'm doing.
So we're on the same team. Oh, sweet. We're taking gold for sure. You know?
I have no idea.
You want to be on the U.S. ice hockey team with me? That's what I'm doing.
I can't fucking skate.
Can you not ice skate?
No.
Can you rollerblade?
One time I tried to roll my ankle, or I sprained my ankle.
Would you do
can you rollerblade?
A speed walking?
No.
Ooh, speed walk.
Speed walking.
Oh, man.
You could
Hips
do the new Olympic breakdancing sport.
I thought they took it away because of how bad it was last year.
Oh, the
about that.
Person?
That Australian girl?
Yeah.
Oh, that was the funniest damn thing.
I could actually totally rip out some breakdancing.
Did she have a degree in dance
okay,
theory
considering
or something?
She made it to the Olympics, like the world stage.
Yeah.
I think any of us could go on
no
to a breakdancing stage
no,
and
no offense,
represent the United States with pride.
I think there are sports that are so obscure that all of the athletes in them actually suck.
Yeah. I'll have to insert the dance clip here.
Ray
Continue.
J or whatever her name
yep.
was.
Yeah. So, breakdancing?
Sure.
You two are on the same team?
Yep. I'm
okay.
rowing and she's yelling at me.
Okay. And I'm doing ice hockey. I'm just going to be like the Tooth Fairy in that movie.
What position would you be in ice hockey?
I don't even know positions in hockey.
You can be a goalie. You're too short.
They're just nope. Yep. They're just telling me to come
you
off
You got to be able
bench.
To reach the corner of the net.
You do. No. It's far away. I would just
so
be like the Tooth.
Mean.
Have you seen the movie Tooth Fairy?
With Vin Diesel?
No, with the Rock.
Oh, okay. So
seen it?
Dark Vin Diesel.
I've never seen that one.
Yes.
What the fuck?
The Rock's just Samoan Vin Diesel.
They call
They're the
him
same person.
Isn't the Tooth Fairy movie with Vin Diesel?
No.
Like what happened when Vin Diesel left the
Are
Fast and Furious movies?
The
they brought in the Rock.
Plan?
No.
Is that what happened?
No.
There's a movie.
He's always been in the Fast and Furious movies. It's
Is
Paul
he in
Walker.
With the Rock?
Yes.
Okay.
No.
Dom never left.
Dom Toretto.
There's a movie called
Dominic Toretto.
The Tooth Fairy.
Does The Rock play a hockey player?
Yes, he plays a hockey player and the Tooth Fairy in the movie. And they also called him the Tooth Fairy in real life
because
he would come off the bench in hockey and smack people.
So you'd be
and
like
their
the bad boys in
okay, but
Mighty
why?
Ducks. What
Wait,
do they call
but
themselves?
The Rock,
Smash Brothers?
The Rock would never pass as a hockey player based
why?
On his build?
No.
Why not? That's what
Wasn't
enforcers look like. Enforcers are my size.
Well, They're, yeah, but... You, the Rock's a little bigger than you.
What's Paul
Wider,
Walker's
maybe.
Last name in the
Yeah,
Fast
maybe
and
with
Furious
a camera
movies?
Angle.
It's Brian.
He's Hollywood
He's just a little
muscle.
Bit richer than you, too.
Brian what?
Iron Bull my ass.
I have no idea what you're talking about. I haven't heard a single word that you've said, to be completely honest.
I'm Googling
He's just
it.
Making eye contact and nodding.
Okay. How big's The Rock, guys?
Quick I'm going to guess he's 6'6".
I'm going to guess
Damn.
295.
Oh, my gosh. I was going to say like 6'4", 250.
What'd you say, 6'6", 295?
Yeah.
First off, he's 53 years old. Good for him.
Damn,
just making
pop
it that far
off.
On that many steroids. But, so yeah, 6'4", 260.
Oh,
so he's just
damn.
Me plus 40 pounds of muscle.
I was close.
Okay. Name and
Yeah,
home.
So I would
He makes
just...
a little more money than me.
Yeah.
Wait, can you look up how tall Dominic Toretto is, a.k.a. Vin
she's
Diesel?
Still,
now,
she's
Vin
still
Diesel,
stuck
I'm
on the
Vin short as hell.
If he's that short, it's going to make me sad.
I don't think he's very tall.
Vin Diesel. I bet
Brian
he's like
O'Connor,
5'8".
That was Paul's name in Fast and Furious.
Yeah, that was his cop name, and then his undercover name was Brian Spillner. Just in case you were wondering.
Brian what?
Spillner.
Spillner?
Yeah.
Don't they call him Bullet in the movie? I've only ever seen the first one.
Vin Diesel, 58.
It was about 10 years ago.
I cried so hard.
Vin Diesel is 6 foot tall. Did you know his real name is Mark Sinclair?
No.
Vin Diesel's cooler.
Yeah, that's a way cooler name.
How old is he?
53 years old.
53. Really?
Or sorry, 58. 58.
Oh.
Vin Diesel's 58 years old?
Yeah, are you
freaking
out about this? He's such a
nice looking man for 58. That's crazy.
So he's a nice looking man?
Yeah, he's so cute.
I don't think I would ever call him cute.
Oh, I think he's cute.
Man, that movie Triple X was awesome. 6 foot, 225. See, I could take him in that game.
No, you couldn't.
What was that game called? Run?
Oh, Run It?
Run It.
Run
I
It.
I could take him in Run It.
You've seen how he moves around in Fast and Furious.
Special in a car. Effects.
In a car, yeah.
No, they're running in the newest ones.
You owe me
anyways,
a 10-second car.
Love you, Vin Diesel.
Isn't it funny how they switch up on you?
Podcast.
Isn't he? Is he gay? Right?
Who?
Vin Diesel?
Vin Diesel?
No,
I don't think so.
Okay.
But he has alopecia.
Does he?
Yeah.
Is that why
so
he's
does
bald?
Somebody else that we can't speak her name?
No eyebrows and stuff.
What?
And so does somebody else we can't speak her name. No, nobody got that.
Nope.
Will Smith's wife.
Oh,
well, you can't talk about
it. Oh,
her.
Or else you
get slapped.
Because he's gonna come out of the.
Man, that was a pop culture reference that died short.
Yeah,
Jesus,
I didn't know she had alopecia.
Yeah, that's what Chris Rock made some joke about her having alopecia, and that's why.
No, he's like, don't.
Will Smith.
Do
you guys
name
think that thing was
mouth.
Fake or was that real? No. Is Will Smith a nut? You think? Well, since you showed me that video of him rapping. I think he is off his rocker now.
He's a little bit out.
I love Will Smith, but I mean, he shouldn't be. Doesn't she cheat on him?
Oh, well, she was sleeping with her like son's buddy or something like that.
What?
She was fucking around with her son's kid or her kid's buddy.
With Jaden Smith's friend.
Yeah, his name was like something gay, Autumn or August or, you know, one of those new agey hipster like feminine
that's
boy names.
Up. But what's
no,
more
wasn't,
fucked up is that.
Wasn't
seriously.
She, wasn't
that
she
whole
with
that
Jason
industry
Momoa
just pisses
for a while?
Me off. What's up?
Wasn't she with Jason Momoa for a while?
I don't
or
know.
Or was that the daughter?
So she turned white real quick.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I think they're all sleeping with each other's
there's
friends
no
in that
Willow.
Family.
But I think they've
Jason
always
Momoa.
Been.
Will Smith's just the one in the
no,
corner
I mean,
with
Willow,
the camera.
Willow.
No, not Willow.
he is.
Jason Momoa is either with
he's a
Lisa.
Cuck. Isn't that what they call that?
No.
What?
Jada.
Submissive.
Jada
oh,
Pinkett.
Oh, you know who I'm thinking of? Wrong. This is going to make me sound so racist. Wrong black people.
What?
I'm talking about. I'm thinking of Lenny Kravitz and Lisa Bonet.
What
the? Their relationship.
I don't know who that
no
is. I know
idea
who Lenny Kravitz is.
About.
His wife.
He was in the
maybe
Hunger
ex-wife.
Games, right?
She was with Jason Momoa. Can we
okay.
cut this out?
Yeah, sure.
No, don't cut it out. Why?
So I mistook Will Smith and Jada Smith for Lenny Kravitz and Lisa Bonet.
Yeah.
Will Smith
they
is
don't
Matthew.
All look alike, Emily.
Yeah. What?
They?
You're done. I'm going to get smacked by a couple different people.
Yeah.
Will Smith is first, probably.
My mom's like biggest crush is Jason Momoa, and I think he's so fucking ugly.
Really?
Really?
Hot take.
Yeah, he's like
okay,
long
why?
Hair and shit.
Do you know he doesn't actually work out? He never works out. When in the off season though, he kind of looks like Fat Thor from the Marvel movies. They look
yeah,
alike.
He like bulks like kind of crazy when he's not actively like acting in something.
I wonder how much like the movie like. Like, okay, when you have Captain America, how much does he actually look like Captain America versus how much? I know they had him doing tons of push-ups between scenes and stuff to keep a pump and everything, but how much do they actually, like, could they make us look freaking super, like superheroes?
Oh, probably.
Without the physique, you know? Well, I think I have a superhero physique. Fuck.
I feel like for marketing purposes, they need the actors to, like, look a certain way. Like, because if Chris Evans was, like, actually, like, super scrawny, people would be like, well... He's not Captain
I mean,
America.
How awesome would it be to know you're going to make millions of dollars and your only job for the next 6 months is to take steroids and work out and eat? I mean, that's what Zac Efron's life was like.
For what?
He did that wrestling movie and he did Baywatch and he got on a shit ton of drugs. He's got HGH jaw and everything. He's got a big old square
his
jaw.
His jaw got real weird.
His voice changed.
He blamed it on it. He said he got in an accident and needed to like reconstruct his jaw. And that was, like, people were like, well, that's a lie. Because he didn't want to, I don't know, say that he had, like, work done or if it was because of steroids. He told people that he, like, got into an accident and they reconstructed his jaw.
That's steroid jaw. You guys should always have a healthy assumption that anybody in Hollywood or in professional sports is on drugs. like massive amounts of drugs.
I literally had this conversation this morning with the 5 a.m. I was telling them that you guys never cease to surprise me about the people that I'm like, wow, this person's so jacked. And you're like, they're on steroids.
You showed me a picture of this guy and he's like probably 30 pounds above a natural body weight and just shredded to the bone. I'm like, no, that guy's on drugs.
I'm ever too innocent of a mind. I'm like, wow, that person works really hard. You're like, no, they're on fucking steroids.
Yeah. When I learned that people on steroid get really bad back acne. Now, whenever I see someone showing up on my like For You page and they've got like zits all over their back,
yep.
It's like I don't even know if they have like actual skin condition. I'm just like, well, you're on steroids.
So you get like, I don't know if you notice these fluctuations yet, but so I'll notice fluctuations in my testosterone based on if I start getting like, I'll get acne again. So if my sleep is good and I'm eating a lot and I'm lifting really hard, I'll actually start to get like back zits and stuff.
Are you on steroids?
No, I'm not actually. No.
He would be a lot bigger.
So if increased testosterone gives you zits?
Yeah. There wouldn't be room for Stellar on this couch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That means we're on roids.
Oh, man.
Didn't you find out that a lot of the women that you like to follow are on steroids?
Yeah.
And that was surprising to you?
This whole time, I'm like, damn, their quads are, I wish my quads looked like that. And then when they were like open about them being on steroids, I'm like, fuck.
Would you ever do it?
No.
There's no condition whatsoever you would ever do any type of steroids or SARMs or anything?
No.
Nothing. You? Emily?
No, because I know that, well, maybe it's only topical steroids, but don't you get like really bad like withdrawal symptoms when you stop taking steroids?
Okay, so I can tell this story. I don't have to tell who told it to me. So there's this guy named Steve Cook who was one of the first guys I watched on YouTube. He had a whole YouTube series of him training for the men's Olympia physique competition. And he was, it was called Swolger Nation. I used to watch it all the time. Like jacked, perfect beach model guy. You guys have probably seen this guy before. If you look him up, you'll recognize him. He was a Optimum Nutrition, a sponsor guy, everything. He still does stuff to this day. But somebody else who was in the industry with him told me that he cycled poorly off of his steroids and he got man boobs and he had to go off of social media for a while, get off his steroids, get a surgery to get his boobs removed, and then get the whole thing cosmetically redone for him to come back onto the model scene. So all these people are doing that shit and some of them do it wrong.
Well, it's like, I think of it like the same thing as like, you know, the like everything doing with like Ozempic and stuff is like all this shit is going into your body and no one really knows what's going to happen in 10, 20 years when you stop taking it. I mean, I know one of the main things is like as soon as you stop, you gain all that weight back.
It's because your hunger comes back like crazy. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, part of it.
Because it's an appetite suppressant, mostly, right?
But also, it does something about, I don't have like the right, I should look this up before the next podcast and remedy the statement, but I know that it causes hypergrowth in your pancreas is one of the things I read. And whenever I read something like that, I get nervous about cancer. Anytime I read hypergrowth or like hormonal like raise for stuff like that, that's like women who are pregnant are at like higher risk for cancer and people who are obese are at higher risk for cancer because cancer cells love to eat. And if you're in a hyper-fed, hyper-growth state, then cancer can spread fast. So I think this is my bold prediction on Ozempic is that like 10, 15 years from now, we're going to find out that a lot of people who are on it consistently for a long time ended up with pancreatic cancer, which is a nasty cancer.
Yeah, that's
so
scary.
Not to get too down in the dumps with this, but that's my one prediction on Ozempic.
Well, it's just like I feel like we're also in such an age of like, you know, the big thing now is like no seed oils, no, you know, the red 40 or whatever.
I can't keep track of it all.
No, right? But then like on the flip side, some of like our like favorite people are.
You think there's any red 40 in this?
There's something.
No, it's probably naturally bright pink.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
I just think it's like. Like that, but then in like the same breath, people are taking weight loss medication.
I just saw five different types of seed oils.
I just know when there's big words on it that I don't understand that it's not great.
There you go, red 40.
Is it really?
Red 40.
Oh.
Palm kernel oil, soybean oil. All of it. How does this work when we have two separate conversations on this?
Oh, I'll just pick a side.
Okay. Yeah. Our side?
Yeah, probably.
Awesome.
It's probably way more interesting. They're saying sad.
Bring us back into this because we're having two separate conversations.
Well, I'm talking about Serena Williams. She's now like the face of one of these weight loss drugs. And like she's in a – I saw her in a commercial.
Why'd she get chubby or something?
Well, no. She was incredibly muscular. Like she was like obviously top of her game, goated athlete in the tennis world. And now she's like, it almost looks like she has like no muscle mass. Like she's tiny. And it's like, that's like really disheartening to see as like one of like the best female athletes ever is now taking a weight loss drug.
I get like nothing I can stand more right now is I've noticed that like the what they call like skinny talk on like TikTok and stuff. Like people are just trying to get fucking skinny again.
Mm-hmm.
Like you don't want to be skinny.
No, because that was like when we were in like middle school, yeah. That was huge. Like mm-hmm. That was like
heroin chic.
Yeah. I mean it was the thigh gaps, it was the collarbones, like
I'll
yeah.
tell
really?
You right now, I grew up mm-hmm. skinny
Dude,
as fuck and I always got
sucks.
Bullied. I never wanted to be skinny.
I'm terrified.
I still don't want
to
be super skinny. Don't do it. It's not worth it.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm the Ozempic thing, I feel as though there is like for people who are legitimately morbidly obese and they've tried everything, like I can think of somebody, a guy who's been in here before, who yeah. he can't help himself or he won't. He's tried a few times, like there's just a lot of traumatic habit stuff that he's not getting over. That would probably help him last at least another 10 to 15 years because he's getting to that age where you don't see people at 500 pounds at his age. And so, like, he's running up against the clock. However, what I hate about all this stuff, but this is both steroids and Ozempic, is that now if I see somebody grow really fast muscularly, I assume they're on steroids instead of being like, oh, maybe they worked really hard like Matresa thinks. And now if I see somebody lose weight really fast, I immediately think that they got on Ozempic and that they cheated the system. But what is this with, like, Ozempic looks like somebody is wearing their own skin. Like,
that's,
it's like,
it's
oh,
nice
it got stretched
skin.
Out in the wash and they put it back on.
Yeah. That's, I think that's something about it is, like, you lose the elasticity of your skin. So,
the,
yeah, you,
there's
like,
something
pull...
that just doesn't look supernatural about it. And I don't think it's even the rate of weight loss because we've had people in here lose weight extremely fast and they might have loose skin around their belly. And everybody's a little bit different in how their elasticity works. But I don't see anybody with their bags under their eyes and their skin hanging off their face like the
Ozempic
people.
There has to be
people.
Something where it's like – well, and also if
yeah,
you're not –
yeah, their skin, they get that. You ever see that fat bastard from – yeah, from Austin Powers where he's like, my neck looks like a vagina.
No, I've never seen that.
Yeah, he's like, I lost 400 pounds, but my neck looks like a vagina. That's what those Ozempic people look like a lot
I do, and part of it too, like obviously if you don't have an appetite and you're not eating, and one of the biggest things that they tell you is like when you do eat, like make sure you're eating protein because you're going to have long stretches where you're not eating. And I'm like, you're probably losing out on a lot of necessary nutrients in your body. So it's like your skin could literally be breaking down because you're not feeding yourself correctly.
You know, that's a good there point. Was... I don't know if you had something to say there.
Sorry Stead.
I'm cutting you off.
Never mind.
Do you?
No.
Oh. Sorry, I'm chewing. Maybe somebody else
well,
wants to
talk.
I do
talk
have an opinion
then,
on that.
Because what I was trying to say is there was a, I was listening to a podcast and they were saying that nowadays, like if, let's say a child would come in to the doctor with their parents and if the child was obese and they were 12 years or older, instead of like telling that kid to go out and exercise and like touch fucking grass, they'd prescribe them Ozempic. 12
really?
Years old.
12 years old.
Yeah,
okay.
Like this? Child's obese doctors. Like that's, right. That's what I heard on a podcast.
That's fucked up. We still don't teach people caloric management in high school.
No.
That is astounding to me.
What, no,
my,
no one ever teaches you it.
No, my health
teach
class
it?
Was like
well,
learning.
But
yeah,
I'm
but
saying,
I'm just
like you
the...
have to come to a gym to find it.
Yeah.
Like this, the
fucking stupid.
No one like teaches you it
no,
outside of
my
anything.
Health
no.
class was basically like you learned, I think, like maybe 50 bones in the body. And spent about 6 weeks learning about STDs.
Yep.
Just the most
yep.
50 most important bones.
And
yeah.
Then they but they did show you the MyPlate.
The My,
that.
Yeah,
and that
MyPlate.
Didn't do jack
can you explain
shit.
That to me? Because I've heard multiple people mention MyPlate. I don't, is that like the new food pyramid?
So it was,
I'm not
no,
hip
it's
into
from
the
like
high school
the,
shit.
I don't it's like
know
from the 2010s.
Either.
Yeah. So really? It's a picture of a plate and it's like portioned out of your grains, your protein, your vegetables.
Yeah.
It's almost
and
like
then
a pie
your
chart.
Dairy. Which was yeah. Like your milk you'd have. But like, I don't remember how it exactly looked, but I just remember.
It was
remember...
like fruits and veggies were like 50% of every meal. Mm-hmm. Protein was like 25.
But your carbs were more, I want to say, weren't they? I don't remember.
It was like your carbs and fats were like split between like
were fats
50,
on there?
25. I don't even remember.
I remember that.
But
either
I remember
way,
they had
sense.
Posters and stuff in schools and everything. But like, you see that, but
what
they
is up
teach
with
you,
the fruit and vegetable what... thing? I don't understand it. Like, it doesn't take much digging to figure out that shit's not all that good for you. Like,
I mean, it's everything in moderation, just like it's a carb. I think that's what people are like. They don't realize it's a carb or a starch, depending on the vegetable.
I think people are just like psyched out of their minds about micronutrients and superfoods because they think that by including things and not taking things out of their diet, they can get to optimal health. And it doesn't take very much digging to realize that there are not a lot of micronutrient deficiencies in first world countries because we get enough variety of food. And if you are eating meat just like a fucking dinosaur, eating
like a meat eating dinosaur eating a grass eating dinosaur, or the freaking lion eating the squirrel. Like the lion is getting his micronutrients from the freaking nuts and the grass that I ate. And just like us eating a cow, you are getting a ton of micronutrients through that. And I just don't think it takes a lot of digging to poke holes in this bullshit. But everybody eats that up because I think they think it's the only solution where you can convince yourself that by adding things in and not having to go through any sacrificial periods that you can get to optimal health.
I also think like this isn't really on the same line of thought necessarily, but like even when I was in Costco today, like I saw all these different like super greens powders and stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you can eat like if it takes you to eat a salad is to put some Caesar dressing on there. Eat the salad.
Yeah.
Like I don't
nasty tasting green.
Well, because then I'm also like we're in such a also an age where people are like no processed foods, no processed foods. It's like that's a processed food. How do you think lettuce turns into powder?
Yeah. Yes.
Like,
yes.
So just like eat a salad, and if it comes with dressing, I don't know, choose one with lower calories, but eat the salad.
Yeah. Also, fuck people who dog on processed foods all the time. Like 100 years ago, we were solving hunger problems of transporting things across like the nation, like maybe 150. I don't know, but. We were solving that problem by processing foods, by not sending brown rice, which would spoil, but instead processing it, making it into white rice so it would stay, so that you could actually feed people on the other side of the country. And now there was some news article that came out, and I'm sure we could look this up real quick, but that cases of obesity just rose above cases of underfed worldwide. And this was posted, and where I was reading it, people were shitting and dogging on people's self-control and not being able to, like, or, like, you know, obesity is a problem. And I'm like, this sounds like a good thing to me. Like, the other part of it, we now have people who are more overfed than underfed. There are less people that are hungry in the world, and we did that through processed foods. Now, sure, there's another problem on the back end, and people have to learn personal responsibility and control around that, but at least we moved from an issue of, like, I don't have access to foods to, like, oh, now I have to have an internal battle with
myself.
Right,
and then now it's like a lack of education about how to feed yourself properly.
Well, it's just so stupid because, like, if you're underfed and you don't have food and resources around you, it's like... Like, yes, it's on you to figure that out, but you can also be like, okay, that should be maybe a governmental help thing and like all this stuff. But then when you're like, you just can't get yourself to stop going through the drive-thru at McDonald's, and I know I'm oversimplifying that and that's going to piss some people off, but at least now it's a thing that's in your own hands and it's like not an issue that you have to battle uphill against.
Yeah.
I just don't buy the argument that like hyper-palatable foods are like a problem.
No,
I think the problem is the people.
It all fits into that same like, you know... No processed foods, all natural foods and supplements and things like that. But then people are putting steroids into their body, taking weight loss drugs. Like,
yeah.
They're going to, you know, they're going to drink like, you know, 72 ounces of super greens instead of eating like a handful of carrots.
Well, how about this? So there are people who overindulge on alcohol all the time. They're called alcoholics. Like, and they're people that go sober and they decide to control their drinking. But worldwide, we don't say, oh my God, there's people who can't control their drinking of alcohol, so therefore we should fucking ban it. And that's what they're talking about with food. Oh, there's people that can't control themselves against the hyperpalatability of these foods, so we should fucking ban them. Or we should change the ingredients, or we should not allow processed foods, or put a tax on it, or whatever the hell it is. It's, you don't do the same thing with alcohol or drugs, but you're doing the same thing with food. It's like you want personal responsibility in one situation, and you don't want personal responsibility in the other situation, where it serves you. That it frustrates me. I know we're ranting right now, but it's very frustrating to me.
He's all fired up.
Well, it's just, it doesn't take much thinking. Like, you don't have to fucking think for very long before you poke holes in all these things. It's just, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. I don't want to disagree. I feel like you might eat me or something.
No, I'm not. No, I got my donut. That's okay.
He's the squirrel and you're the lion.
I did say I was the lion.
No, and
holy
I think
shit.
Like part of it too is like
squirrel, man.
I feel like this almost ties in like to the exercise piece is like I feel like we're also in an age where if you're not exercising perfectly, you shouldn't exercise at all. Like you're not wearing the right clothes, you're not going to the right classes, or you're not going to the right gyms. You're not like starting out as an expert, like
Instagram
you need
to exercise,
learn. Basically, like the influencers and stuff like that is like, well, if you don't buy this set, you know, you're not lifting properly or whatever. And I feel like that's keeping a lot of people out of these spaces because they're like, well, I'm not starting where they're at and I don't have that like baseline knowledge of exercise or even like nutrition, whatever. So I like don't feel like I can start. And I feel like that is also kind of going into like that skinny talk thing too, where it's like, you know, these girls are, they're going to the gym and they look like that. They're probably taking those weight loss supplements. And it's like, well, I don't have, like, I can't afford, like, a gym membership to go where they go, or I can't afford, like, that cute Lulu set. So I'm just not going to try.
Do you think that's more of a women thing than a guy thing? I'm not resonating with that as much. And I don't know if that's because of who I am or because I'm a guy, or.
I think it could be a little bit of both. I feel like, guys, like, compare themselves to other, like, guys differently than the way that, like, women do. Yeah. Like, guys might look at, like, the weight that they're putting up or, like, accolades, where girls might be looking more, like, at, like, what they physically look like.
Sure.
Or, you know, if they're doing, like, a what I eat in a day and it's, like, 1,100 calories and, you know, you're looking at that and you're like, I couldn't, like, I would be so hungry, so I'm not going to go into a deficit at all, because if I'm not hitting 1,100 calories, then that's not, I'm not going to look like her.
I hate that shit when I've noticed, like, influencers, like, I actually really respect influencers that, like, do post what I eat in a day and say, I'm not showing you my calories because I don't want anybody to get, like, the wrong idea or to, like, be eating just like I am. And I'm like, I respect you for that because it's not fucking somebody up.
Let's talk about that a little bit. I don't, that doesn't make any, like, sense to me. Why wouldn't you want to, so wait, calories? Hold on.
Right.
So I, maybe I just don't understand what you're saying. So repeat it again. So somebody is posting what they eat in a day, but they're saying, I'm not going to show you my calories because why? Because they're protecting their feelings from the information or what?
No, because then it's not making that person feel like they have to eat exactly how they are or have to eat that specific amount of calories. Because if this woman is eating, you know, 2,500 calories, but she's like, it's perfectly fine for obviously her physique, that somebody else might only be able to eat 1,100 calories to be able to withstand. Like, the point is yeah, mentally, you don't need to be seeing what other people's calories are. Like, that's just the total,
well, and I feel like
bias.
It's especially when there's not education put behind it. Like, no one's talking about, like, your BMR or how to calculate, like, your calories and how to safely be in a deficit. If I were to see someone and they're like, oh yeah, I'm sitting at, you know, 1,200 calories and I look like this, and this is how you can eat 1,200 calories in a day. Well, that might not be safe for me. It might not be safe for someone else.
Because people are going to look at that and do the same exact thing. And
I think it's just like
for them.
I feel like that puts people who are they might already be kind of vulnerable because maybe they're like super insecure. They're looking for those quick fixes and they just don't have a background in like nutrition. And they see that and they're like, okay, well, if she does that, then that must be safe. But they don't maybe understand that it's like, it's very much a spectrum, because like, you couldn't survive off 1,200 calories a day.
I can't eat what you can. So if you were posting, this is what I eat, 5,000 calories a day. If I decide to go do that to try to look muscular like you, it's not going to work for me. I know you're a guy, but I'm just trying to make that point across to you.
I think I'm having a hard time understanding that, because I would never just take that at face value, I guess.
Yeah, but you the also thing, have such you have years and years of background stuff.
And that's
I'm not
why
saying
I'm,
anybody that's not educated won't get that. But I mean, like, you
and
understand that is
that's
not
my own bias.
Same.
But also, I think I have a base level irritation with, I think more information is better. And so when you guys were talking about that, I was thinking about how that sounds similar to when Instagram took away showing people's likes on a post. But like, to Stettler and me, if we're looking and if we're achievement focused and we're trying to figure out how to make a post that really works, and we're looking what other people do that works, and I can't see their likes and their engagement statistics, then like, that's bad for me and him trying to figure out how to make things better. And I think it's, if somebody's not showing me their calories or talking about like why those calories are, what the actual level of calories is important for weight loss, then like, that's useless to me.
So that's
but nobody's given the education part though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Saying,
oh, so they're just,
hi, my name's Matresa, and this is what I eat in a day when I eat 1,500 calories.
Yeah.
Walk through the day with me.
Like,
yeah,
it's kind
it's
of
all,
what I was,
all show without the okay.
So
I got
like
you.
I was telling you that
flexing their abs and whatever.
Sure.
Like, I have all those recipes saved that are like, they're really high in protein and they're like healthier recipe options, but they're all sitting at about like 600 calories per serving. And it's like, if I wasn't actively like in a deficit or trying to like monitor my calories, if I like came in and I was like, oh, I know protein is good for you and I don't really understand what calories mean, I'm like, oh, I could have, you know, three of these 600 calorie meals a day on top of my like snacks and my, you know, my nourries and things like that, and I'm healthy because this recipe is healthy. But I don't understand, like, what my metabolic rate is and how much I'm exercising versus how many calories I need to put in to lose weight. Then, I mean, that's on me for not knowing, but there's also just no education. If I was in that spot, like, presented to me where it's like, okay, this is what this person is eating to achieve, like, these goals, whether that's, like, increase muscle mass, lose weight,
yep,
like, for their specific body. The calories would be the same, like, between, like, this guy and myself, but his goals could be wildly different from mine.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like a, I mean, yeah, it comes down to the individual and to, like, have that responsibility to know, like, what's good for you.
Yeah.
But, like, we were talking about, like, the MyPlate thing. Like, we didn't learn how to calculate, like, our resting metabolism. Like, we weren't taught how to.
But I think I'm going to almost, like, sound sexist saying this, but I think the female fitness space is different than the men's fitness space, because I think now there's almost, like, this group of people who like to virtue signal about, like, how they don't pay attention to anything because they care about their body, and how if you do focus on any change to your body, then you're maybe, like, mentally toxic, or you need to, like, you shouldn't care because you should just love yourself for who you are. And I was thinking about this. We had a 16-year-old sign up for body composition recently, and me and Matresa were having a conversation about it, and she was concerned about whether she was in the right mind state to do so. She wanted to make sure that she wasn't seeing things on TikTok or Instagram and thinking her body needed to be differently, and then she was going to take our weight loss program. And, like, when me and her were talking about it, I also took the mentality that it's like, well, I believe that we should be teaching this stuff in high schools anyway, so we should give her the tools to control her own body weight. But that's like a really difficult position love yourself, but also, are you not supposed to want
it's a double-edged sword, I think. I think it's, and, like, yeah, I don't want to say it's, like, just, like, the like, female gym and, like, influencer space, but it's, yeah, there's, like, a level where it's, like, oh, like, you don't have to care about how much you're eating or, you know, looking like a certain way. But the people who are saying that are already kind of in, like, I would say mostly that, like, ideal physique.
Yes.
They're like, I don't need to watch my calories. Like, I just move my body in what feels right. And it's like, okay, but you
eating.
Yeah. And it's like, okay, like, that might be realistic for you. But then maybe there's just a lot of shame, I think, both ways. And it's really unfortunate.
Well, I always say that my dad gave me all the, like, he told me all the right things about how to go through life. And I didn't listen to a single damn one of them. And I had to go out and make all the mistakes anyways, even though he gave me all the right advice. And that kind of sounds to me, because I understand that. Like, I also have gone through kind of now the fitness, like, cycle of, like, you know, oh, like, maybe I shouldn't care what my body looks like, but I really want to try hard. And, like, now that my body looks a certain way, then I tell people not to give a shit as much. And that probably sounds almost hypocritical coming from me, like, when I'm shredded down and stuff. But it's like, it's kind of like touching a hot stove. Sometimes you have to touch the hot stove to learn that it's not worth touching the hot stove. And it's like, now that I've gone through some mental health stuff with, like, body dysmorphia and stuff, now I don't care as much, but I don't know if I could have ever gotten there without going through the shit of it. You know, so maybe it's a necessary path, and telling people to just love themselves is, like, a shortcut that in an ideal world sounds great, but it actually doesn't work because you have to go experience the shit for yourself before you don't care. It's kind of like you have to get broken up with and get your heart crushed by some asshole guy before you realize that you don't date asshole guys anymore.
Right.
That was
right?
A great analogy. I liked it.
Was
at
it?
The end.
Thank
I thought
you.
It was great.
I feel like they think I'm preaching at them. But
no, I like the analogy.
Oh,
I think it's different, though, because I think that you guys get a lot more of that messaging of that weird dichotomy of, like, you should just love yourself and not want to change yourself, but also, do you want to change yourself?
Well,
like, you should be empowered. Whereas guys, it's just like, either fucking fix your shit or shut up about it.
Well, the guy stuff is, it's like, you open your page and it's like, you're a fucking bitch. Get on your shit.
That's true.
David Goggins.
Like, I would say yours is more shame heavy, but maybe not in, like, the same way it is for the gals.
I don't open my Instagram and see a whole lot of, well, I mean, I guess now I see it more, but a whole lot of, like, love yourself for who you are, at, like, from specifically male pages. It's a lot more of, like, life is an uphill battle and you are a soldier,
yeah,
and, like, you
or almost,
can do this.
You remember the story from a couple weeks ago that we talked about of that criminal or whatever, that he looks at, like, the dad of the children or whatever we were talking about. And if the dad isn't intimidating in any way, then that's how he, like, chose his victims, basically.
What,
like,
the fuck? No.
Oh,
you,
no.
We talked about this. Yes.
Yeah, you.
Am I blanking?
It was talked about.
Yeah.
Because you said that you thought you would be intimidating enough that no one would, like,
it was like
try to attack your kids.
It was something.
Hopefully.
Yeah, it was something about, like, criminals that were, it had to do with the children, but he didn't care anything about what the children actually looked like or age or anything like that. He just looked at the dad to see if they were weak enough or whatever it was. And that's how they picked.
That makes me sad inside
to
hear that.
That's how they picked their victims.
I don't know.
Now I'm, like, deepening my voice
because it's
making me mad.
I just feel like there's this very toxic mindset right now that you have to start perfect or you shouldn't start at all. I don't know. And I think that might be more in the women's space. And I think it's from everything from, like, what you're eating to what you're wearing to, like, how you're working out. Like, If you went and did like a
oh, we almost lost
the camera.
No, they're good.
Okay. No, she was sitting up and I was sinking. Like, you know, if someone's out there, you know, benching 200 pounds and they're like killing their workouts, and someone who's just getting started is like, I'm going to go do like a seated aerobic class, I shouldn't even bother.
Yeah,
because
I shouldn't even
not-
start there because it's too low. Yeah, okay, so be honest, because what I was thinking about when you're saying this is I wasn't saying that people shouldn't have that mentality or like that I don't think that's out there, because it is. I just think that we've kind of self-cultivated an environment here where we've kind of thumbed our nose at that a little bit more than I think most environments are. Do you still feel like there's things for you? Do you get like perfectionistic about things and you don't start them?
I think that
you're 25.
Yeah.
So it's not like you're 45.
Right. I mean, I've definitely done like, it's not necessarily like the body comp challenge before, but you know, I was a teenager once who didn't like how I looked, and I would try doing the, like 21 day fix was huge when I was in high school.
What's that?
I think it's loosely associated with body or beach body.
Okay.
And yeah, it's like this really, really intense 21 day like diet where your calories are super restricted. You follow like their meal plan, like recipes from their books, things like that. And it's so restrictive that like I made it the 21 days, but I was miserable. I didn't feel good. I like it was so restrictive that like I was like, if I don't like measure this out 100%, I'm doing it wrong. It's not even worth it. And it's not creating good habits. It wasn't making me like look in the mirror and say like, wow, I really love myself now.
Yep.
Like if anything, I was like, I hate myself because I miss everything I wasn't eating.
Yep.
Like, and it was just, I mean, it was very much targeted at like young girls, maybe not as young as like I was supposed to be. But like, you know, we through like the family friend circle, like there were Beachbody coaches. It was an MLM. So, I mean,
sure.
It was like
we're familiar with those
type. So, I mean, it was like, oh, you can have the cookbook for free, or you can get all these the shakes and stuff for free, like
yep.
through us, whatever. So it was also like I wasn't obviously pouring money into it because I was a kid and all that stuff. But like, if anything, it was almost like, well, it's unsustainable. So I'm not learning anything good. And it was kind of one of those things where it's like, well, I didn't do it perfectly, so I'm not going to keep
it. So I'm not going to do it at all.
Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense. There are definitely, you get that on the guy's side, because there's these people who posture as like the perfect dudes who like fucking, you're not handling your shit, you're a pussy. Like you're not, you know, doing this, you're not waking up at this time. Like, yeah, so there's definitely some of that.
Yep.
It's like discipline porn. You can definitely, as a dude, go down like this discipline porn route where you get really into like hearing all this stuff. But then if you actually try to follow it all, you'll just hate yourself if you get one thing wrong. And
yeah.
That can be that
so
can
it's
be
almost like
tough.
On like the guy side, it's like you're less of a man if you don't hit all these check
yep.
boxes. And for
if you're not managing your life extremely well.
Right.
Because that's
I think
your
with,
job as a provider.
With girls, it's like the big thing, too, is like, I mean, yeah, what you're doing outside of like your working time or your. What the time you're spending like working out, like, you know, like journaling is huge. I remember when journaling like took off on TikTok yeah. and it was like, if you're not writing like 10 pages, like journal entries a day to like reset your mind, you're basically like your life's a mess and you're never going to go anywhere because you're not like putting yourself into that mindset. And I'm like,
and if you don't get sunlight
yeah.
right away when you wake up in the morning, some
it's
of
like,
us wake up
I'm
before
like,
the sun
I was
rises.
Like, what is a, I was like, what a crazy thing to like shame people for.
Yeah. Well, what a cheap currency to like live your life off of and feel better than other people is to sit, like say, hey, I do everything great. And if you don't, you're lesser than me.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, there's just multiple different
yeah.
ways to get
I mean,
places.
It's like one of the most popular, like thumbnails is like, your day will improve with this or improve your life in the, like with one step. And it's something like that. But then, yeah, you miss it one day and you're like, oh, my life is terrible.
Yeah.
And it could be something as mundane as that, or it's like altering your life in a huge way.
Well, the last thing that I talked to our body comp people about before they left that day, I know you weren't at the presentation, but Matrace has heard me talk about this before. We pushed them on, guys, you're going to fall off track at some point. Like, you're just going to fuck it up. Like that's so this isn't dictated. Your success is not dictated on you never fucking up. It's about how fast you get on track when you do fuck up. And if you can, I think if you shift it to that mentality, it's like, no, I'm going to fuck up a million times. It's just I'm not going to fuck up and then take seven steps off the track and never get back on. I'm literally going to be like, oh, I fucked up. I'm back on. Mm-hmm, and if for sure. It just gives you like it gives you grace. Patrice's favorite word, gives you grace to fuck up as many times as you want. As long as you self-correct. Yeah.
I think you guys actually made a video, and it's on the Instagram somewhere.
The Instagram.
Of, like, the Instagram or the TikTok, Strength 101, shout out. but it's, like, yeah, it's, you know, the thing I remember, I think you were holding, like, a water bottle, and you spilled a drop, and you're like, oh, man, I spilled a drop, and you dump out the whole water bottle.
Yeah.
Like, something like that, where it's, like.
Throwing the baby out with the bathwater is what they call that.
What?
That's an old phrase. Throw the baby out with the bathwater.
That should
it means
stay
like
an
if
old
something
phrase.
If
yeah,
like
one
like thing
one.
Fucks up, like you just completely give up on everything.
Right. So it's like I think it's a really like deep rabbit hole people can get into of like that like being perfect 100% of the time. Yeah. But yeah, it's like
you go deep into that rabbit hole, you realize there's just a bunch of furries living down there that are fucked up anyways.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. That's where the squirrel lives.
Yep. It is with all the rabbits.
Nick's at the yep. bottom.
Yeah, Nick's at the bottom of the hole.
I'm open-minded.
He's cuddling his tail.
Do we derail your I got a nice tail, dude.
Oh, man. Okay, well, I guess we'll do one last question.
Do we skip half your
man.
Shit?
Man, no.
Okay.
If the four of us had to run a decathlon, who wins overall, and then my favorite part of this, and which event exposes each person the worst?
Oh, okay.
What's a decathlon?
I will. I
Is
have
that
the events
10
here.
Events?
So it's, yeah. So it's
isn't that what Alex did in college?
Yep. So it's a 100-meter race.
The four of us.
Yep.
I don't know how fast you are.
100-meter race, long jump, shot put, high jump, 400-meter, 110-meter hurdles, discus throw, pole vault, javelin, and a 1500-meter run.
My weakness would be on the pole vault. That's where my weakness would show.
Compared to the rest of us,
get
though,
any practice?
I feel like we'd all suck at pole vault. What's up?
Do we get
Emily's
any practice?
About practice.
Because oh, I've never,
sure,
I was
you,
never a track athlete. I've never done any of these things in my life.
So like in a regular decathlon, if we just showed up to the track, like you would still have warm-ups before every
okay.
single event. You would still get to practice. Yep.
Because you're just scored
yeah.
on.
You do it over the course of 2 days, 3
but
days.
But it's like, we're going tomorrow.
Yep.
I'm not doing any of this training stuff. It's,
so we're also in the
up.
Olympics tomorrow? Jesus Christ.
Yeah,
so,
we got
I
a
mean,
lot
if
of
we
stuff
were all just, one, it's not fair because if we were all just doing it, I don't know how fast Settler is, but me or Settler would win just because you start doing throwing events and you start doing running events. Like, men
would
are
we
just
be
faster
scored,
than women and stronger. But, sorry.
Would we be scored if, all against each other or by, like, the men's, women's categories?
Oh, you guys want a handicap? No,
I
no,
mean, unless I'm, we make our own category yeah. with from zero.
I'm just messing with you. So, let's say, like, yeah, things were equivalated or something like that. Well, then I don't know. That's pretty tough. I don't know how fast Matrice is.
Were you a sprinter
on things.
In college?
How fast are you?
Damn.
You guys both have fucked up knees, so we'd totally get
that's, them. And Emily, too.
I have.
Oh. You're
the only
I
one
win
coming
the,
in
I
healthy.
Win all the sprints.
But I'm still kind of fast.
And long distance.
I did. I actually, when you did your sprints yesterday, I was shocked.
The last laser 40 that I ran at the school was a 4.56.
Oh, what the fuck? It's kind of fast, isn't it?
Yeah.
kind of fast.
That's pretty
so
good.
You'd be good in the 100.
I'd be good in 100.
I mean, your endurance is kind of shit, but like a 400, it's tough to be good at a 400 if you're not fast at a 100.
I could handle a 400 for sure over you guys.
Tracy would probably crush a 400.
I would burn out. I think I could start out strong.
I think I would crush you guys in the throws and the jumps, even left-legged.
I don't think you'd get us in the jumps, though. Well, you could in high jump, but not long jump. What's
I
your
can
leg?
Long jump. I went to state and triple jump.
I'd have a shot against you on the throws, for sure. On a shot put and stuff like that? You don't think so? Hmm.
No, I'm built like a thrower. My throws coach in college always used to come over to the high jump stuff and be like, so when are you going to give that jumping shit up and come throw for me?
Okay.
Discus. Do we discus, right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I'm built for discus. 6'4".
I don't even know if
wingspan.
I know the difference of discus and shot
fast
put.
Hips. You don't know how fast my hips are, Stellar.
How heavy is a javelin?
Oh, I don't know. Not super heavy. It's more of like a technique thing. It's
I bet
super
you'd
weird.
Be good at that.
See,
I've
but
done
I feel
javelin
like the
before.
Technique is what would get me.
But all
I don't
the
know.
Throws need technique.
Yeah,
I think
I can
fine.
Throw a football very far, but it's not spiraling. So.
Man, I think Stettler might be sneaky good at this. I think the jumps maybe you would suck at. High jump, obviously, you couldn't do.
Jump,
with
I
damn.
Would, jump, I would
long
not
jump?
Be good
What's
at
your
at
vertical,
Stettler? Long jump would not be good.
Okay.
My vertical's only like a 34. Not a jumper.
I also,
two knee surgeries
I feel
does not
like
mean jumper.
Point-wise, I feel like you would be up there. I'm setting myself in last. I'm putting myself there now. I think the only... Yeah, I think the 100 meter, I could maybe pull my weight. And then
we run a mile?
Shot put or discus.
Yeah? Do we run
it's
a mile?
It's a 1,500.
Okay, so close enough.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
Yeah, 1,500. That would just destroy all of us. You'd probably be the best one at that by far. Well, I don't know. You've been running?
I'd pull my hamstring
oh,
before
shit.
Anything else.
I've been running. Nice.
For how I
I think you two would be duking it
stuff,
out for this, actually.
Yeah, probably. I don't
Me
know.
Me and Matresa would be going
so,
after it.
Because in regular decathlon, it's not the jumps that win things for people usually. It's the person that's the fastest because there's so many damn running events. And so what were the running events again?
I'd also be good at hurdles.
There's a 100.
Hurdles, I think I would fall and hurt myself.
There's a 100, a 400, 110 meter hurdles, and then the 1500.
Okay, so three events that just by pure speeds, one person's usually winning all three of those. I mean, yes, hurdle technique, but assuming everybody's practicing. I would crush you guys at some hurdles just because I did them. But yeah, somebody's winning those. Like even the 1500, I don't know about that. 1500. But you guys are both good at that, and you guys are both faster than me and Emily, it sounds like. Well, I mean, they might crush
faster.
A 100, though. I don't know. That's tough.
I
don't have
I'm
a whole lot of faith
fast
in myself
and short
on this one.
No, you don't.
No, I don't. My knee is, like, aching thinking
this
about
it. This is, like,
it.
The first one ever where you've been like, I might not win.
Just because I know that even over the course of a 400, I'd come in limping.
No
so dumb to say.
Here. Yeah, no delusion here.
But Lou's got me thinking about backflips again. He was talking about it the other
know.
Day.
I think I'd definitely get Nick, though. I think I'd get you, too. If it was, like, if the running part would help you, like, win, I think I would be up close to the top.
There was that we were ending a 5K. And there was 100 meter left, and Matresa was running it with me, and I was like, I'm just going to sprint away from her right now. And she started sprinting too, and I could not pull away from her, and she beat me, I'm pretty sure. And I was demoralized from that
when
moment.
When was this?
I was going as fast as I
this
fucking
was also
could.
Before he had his knee issue, so that's even better.
That, yes. So
when was this?
This was at like the Travis Mannion run or something.
Oh.
One of those things we do every year. But
okay.
Yeah, fuck you, Nick.
Yeah, thanks.
Well, another great let's go out and do a Strength Academy decathlon.
Let's
Hell
do it.
Yeah.
We'll have Alex be the
judge. Yeah,
judge
Alex
judge
doesn't Alex doesn't get to
yeah,
do
you
it.
Guys,
no, he
doesn't
get, no, he's not doing
I
it.
I don't even
want to
do a strict decathlon. Have you guys heard of the derelict decathlon that they do in town here?
The what?
Derelict decathlon.
Is that the one where they pull the car?
Yeah. So they pick all these random events and the people have to participate and they have teams and there's a whole rule set around it. But they do things like they went down into the muddy wet basin when it was like when it was all wet and everything, and they did like a shuttle run with their team, and they do like a car pull, and some of it's disc golf and some of it's drinking games, and it's like they get points over the course of a whole weekend, but they just get hammered the whole time.
I think that'd be fun.
That'd be more fun.
Besides the hammered part, but it'd be fun. That would die.
We're going to drug Matresa at some point. How mad would you be if we drugged you?
What'd you say?
Would you be mad if we actually drugged you?
Yeah.
Yeah,
would
she'd
you?
Be pissed.
I would actually probably kill you.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll get fed in prison.
Would you be mad if we drugged you?
Me? Yeah. I'd be mad if you drugged anyone.
Oh, really?
And not tell them? I'd be mad if Matresa drugged you.
Where are we at? What are we doing?
Well, I don't know. Like, let's just assume that you brought like a brownies to somebody's house and they were just weed brownies or mushroom brownies. Like, you'd be mad about that?
Yes.
Well, okay.
Well, like, I feel like...
I'd be mad about it. I think it'd be hard to be mad about it once it hit.
I mean, even
if
the intention is not...
Like, I could never be mad at you, bro.
If the intent isn't even malicious, like, you're still giving someone a substance that alters their, like, cognitive abilities.
What if they died?
Well,
because of it.
Let's just assume they don't die in this scenario here. No, okay. Well, that's good. It's good to know. Like, if we start filming prank stuff for
the
YouTube channel, I know not to mess with you guys.
Anyways. Like, I would not even trust it. Regardless.
Are you serious?
Yes.
I make amazing brownies.
You made pasta with moldy sauce.
Okay, that wasn't me.
Okay.
Regardless, you ain't it.
Okay.
That's why you eat donuts and Quick Trip.
Yep. Okay. Well, that was long. I mean, we're long. You want to outro us? We're at
126.
Oh.
Wow.
Seriously? That was an hour and a half?
Once you take out my questionable clip, we'll break it down.
That was fun. I felt like we got into some deeper topics than we have before, just like some ones that are we actually had opinions on, which was pretty cool. So guys, if you're watching this and you've watched several of our trailer talks, whether that's you're going to see us in the gym or you're going to comment on this stuff online, let us know which version you like better, whether we do a little bit more of the goofy stuff or we get some into some topics like Ozempic and everything else and toxic like image culture on Instagram. But if you want to find out more about our fitness and nutritional information, because that's what we do mostly, and that's just very technical and good information for you to have, then you can find us on Instagram at Strength101. You can find us on TikTok at Strength101 Podcast, and you can find us on YouTube at Strength101 as well. But you can find Matresa at
Matresa Fit, MatresaFit.
You can find Emily at, or you don't want people to find you?
They can find me. I call Emily, EKHOLMEMILY on Instagram.
You run Stetler.
New page that will have media, tech, and lifestyle clips is called SJH.lab.
Nice.
And you can find Griswold at Strength Academy. Yay.
And you can find me at Nick, NICK, double underscore Byom, BYOM. That's Trailer Talk. Peace out.
Peace.